Lieutenant Caleb Collier said,
I'm proposing that the city of Spokane Valley issue a proclamation stating that our city is a Second Amendment sanctuary city.
Welcome to the fire. Welcome to the fire.
Today on Church and State, we are going to have a boxing match between views between Ron Paul and Jack Gibbs. Hey, welcome to Church and State, where we strive to plug you into the pew and also plug you into politics. I am by myself today. You've got the Lone Ranger here. Caleb is in Tampa. He's still doing TP USA Faith. I always mess that up. He is right now down in Florida, which I'm kind of jealous. But before we get off into the meat of the stories, we're gonna break down churchstate.media. I want you to go there. Every one of you who've recently seen the interview that we did with Julian Georgette, also just want to highlight, please watch that. We're going to have more episodes like that. We also just had Pastor Craig Hagen, amazing man of God, grandson of the legendary Kenneth Hagen. He was on, amazing interview. Also, General Flynn, just a couple of days ago, please go check out that interview. He's just been in Spokane, Washington. Amazing event. Chris and I had a great time there. Everything was amazing. I cannot believe how many times we laughed and smiled with General Flynn. It was just great. Chris, it was amazing. It was amazing. So anyway, we want you to go to our website, check out our past interviews. Please go to Spotify. Subscribe to the podcast. We're going to keep continuing to bring you the truth and nothing but the truth, the whole truth, the Betsy Ross truth, the real historical truth. So go there, go to our website. Also want to talk to you about precious metals real quickly. Have you gotten prepared for what's coming? I have some interviews with people from Kitco here in the future with precious metals companies. You're going to see an explosion. You're already seeing gold at, people go right now. Gold is at record number prices, and it's not going to continue to flatline. It's going to continue to go up. Right now, you still have a window to get in where I believe it's economically in your best interest. A lot of people are thinking, hey, it's too late, but go to bh-pm.com, bh-pm.com. Here's why. Andrew Sorcini, personal friend of mine. I know him by name. I trust him. You can talk to his people. They will walk you through the process of exchanging, if you need to, your 401k, your IRAs. You can exchange for a tax-free, no tax burden on you. You can take a portion and have a actual tangible, solid asset IRA gold and silver account. Of course, this would be something that they would walk you through the process, but every one of you, just a safe number, 10%, 20% if you're smart, of all of your combined assets added together, not your debt, all of your assets. Do you have that in physical gold and silver? That will be the hedge to protect you from what is coming. I don't quite have 20%. I would love to, but those of you who are in that position, especially those of you who are boomers, if you're in the generation of 60 to 70-year-olds right now, please, I am begging you, consider pulling some of your IRAs out, because you're watching them, even as you've seen Biden economics happen, Bidenomics, I don't know how you want to say it. You've watched a lot of your hard-earned money get attacked, and you're thinking, those of you who don't even have any money in the stock market, what is holding it up? Just about nothing. So please prayerfully consider, we're not trying to take your money. We're trying to protect your money. Contact bh-pm.com. Talk to Andrew and his team. We're weekly on a show with him, Chris. Every single week, we sit down in Clay's studio via the interwebs, and we hash out world economic events. If you ever wanted to go to Clay Clark's personal channel on Rumble, you'll see every single Thursday we record with him and talk about this very issue. Okay, let's move on. This is the sound right here. Oh, where is it?
Let's get ready to rumble!
I love my soundboard. We are in a boxing match right now between these two. Do you really believe, those of you who are out there, that the GOP is trustworthy? No, I don't. I believe you're trustworthy on the local level. You're actually a, is it called a section leader? Or what?
I'm a precinct captain.
Okay. So on the local level, the GOP is trustworthy. But even then, much more outside of the Spokane area, I don't know. But local level, trustworthy. Jack Gibbs is in this video. We have a situation going on right now. I want you to see this video. This is something that he put out last weekend. So we're now in the week where this is all happening. We're seeing that the House of Representatives, the Senate, everything has been revolving around Israel. Jack Gibbs has got a small little snippet here. It's not a very long video. I would play it at 2x speed, but I'm not going to be able to do that. I want you to listen to it. Pastor Jack Gibbs, pastor in California, very large church, very connected, mega church. But this Jack Gibbs is a really good man of God, very trustworthy. He's saying things about Mike Johnson in a positive light. But then we're going to pull a fast one on you, and we're going to show how Ron Paul, who's also a very trustworthy man, this is why the boxing match. This is why we keep hearing this. We got two opposing views. They're fighting. But here, go ahead and play.
Or good morning, wherever you guys are at. I'm going to give you a little bit of time to hop on. Have some important information for you guys. I'll repeat myself a few times as you guys spool up. Just got off a private, not that it's secret, but a private time of intercessory prayer with for a group of intercessors for Congress regarding what's going on right now, what is going to happen between now and Saturday. And I just want to get, I want to get accurate news out to all of you. So I'm going to try to move my little setting here for a second. So I hope I don't mess something up with you guys. Let me adjust some things here.
He needs a sound guy. He needs a tech like you, Chris. Okay,
be patient with me.
This got 700, or like probably a couple hundred thousand views. And he's, yeah. How many thousands of views does he have? Can you see on YouTube?
Again, thank you for be patient. I'll repeat myself a few times here. I'm calling upon those of you who are Christians, your followers of Jesus, to please dedicate. Starting right now, when you get this dedicated,
last time I looked, this had like
now Thursday,
a couple hundred thousand
Thursday
views.
Morning here in California, to pray, and I'll explain why. For Congress, for what's taking place right now, behind closed doors.
This is what's going on.
Between now and Saturday, it is urgent. It is critical. I cannot stress enough. The topic is Israel. The topic is Iran. The topic is Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House. The topic is demonic lies and media.
This is not
and
a good
so
sound.
So I'll
word.
Get started here pretty soon, but just got off an extensive intercessory prayer time with those that are closest to the Speaker. And it's urgent enough for me to do a Facebook Live on this. And let me preface this by saying, so I know ever since I started doing Facebook, which I forget how long ago it was, there's always those, and that's to be expected. When you do social media, you're putting yourself out there in a realm that you frankly have no control over, because there are those who follow me, like they probably follow you, that are people who are false, or they are spies, or they are snoops, or they are antagonists.
Double agents.
And I understand that in a group this large, I think we're over a million people here right now. So all that included, I'm only speaking right now to the believer, the born again.
So hear that right there. That's pretty critical.
Christ. So I say that because I'm calling upon all of you who are followers of Jesus to listen carefully. Again, I just got off an extensive intercessory prayer time from Washington, D.C. And so here's what's going on. Right now, all over the news are all of these lies. They're literal lies about Mike Johnson, House Speaker Mike Johnson, his family, his kids. There are things being said about him that he said, she said, they said, who said, what said, literally fabricated lies. And here's the reason why he's being lied about.
This is important.
The issue right now, between now and Saturday, is Mike Johnson will not give up on Israel. He will not give up on Israel. And here's the thing. What you don't see is behind the scenes stuff. I wouldn't know it unless I knew what was going on from behind the scenes stuff. That what is happening in Washington, D.C., when people are saying, what's with Mike Johnson? Why is he doing this? Why is he doing that? Friends, for so many years, the Republican establishment, the Democrat establishment, they have been running government on their own resources, on their own thinking, on their own human wisdom.
Okay, go ahead and pause it.
Nancy.
Okay, so people of God, this is what's hard, because this is what's going down. Like, this is what's going down. This is the worst soundboard ever. No sound?
Waiting for it.
Oh, this is why. I got to turn it up. I'm muted. Here we go. You ready? There we go. That's appropriate. That's what I was looking for. That is what's going on in Washington, D.C., a lot of that. And here's why. A $95 million bill was signed over the weekend. Biden says the U.S. is rushing a weapon. So many ads. Chris, if you want to find this, here's the title. Biden says the U.S. is rushing weaponry to Ukraine as he signs a $95 billion war aid measure into law. Now, this doesn't assist just Ukraine. This is actually a smorgasbord of stuff that's going on. So $95 million spent, $95 billion, gosh, that's hard to even fathom, $95 billion aid. A lot of it went to Ukraine. Now, you're going to hear the perspective now. This is from X. This is a post on X. This is Ron Paul, a hero of Caleb's and mine. So this is Ron Paul doing his sound of this. Ready? Go ahead, Ron. Tell us.
Final nail in the U.S. coffin. They may well settle on the date April 20th, 2024. On that day, Congress passed legislation to fund 2.5 wars, hand what's left of our privacy over to the CIA and the NSA, and give the U.S. president the power to shut down whatever part of the internet he disagrees with. The U.S. and its allies have already sent over $300 billion to Ukraine, and the country is still losing its war with Russia. Nobody believes another $60 billion will pull a victory from the jaws of defeat. But this additional money is meant to keep up appearances until November at the expense of Americans who are forced to pay for it and Ukrainians who are forced to die for it. Speaker Johnson could not have passed these monstrosities without the full support of House Democrats. And as the majority of Republicans voted against more money for Ukraine. So in the worst example of bipartisanship, Johnson reached across the aisle, stiffed the Republican majority that elected him speaker, and pushed through a massive gift to the warfare corporate welfare state.
The one thing that we were
after
warned
the House voted to send another $60 billion
complex,
to notoriously
Eisenhower.
Corrupt Ukraine, members waved Ukrainian flags on the House floor and chanted, Ukraine, Ukraine. While I find it's distasteful and disgusting, in some ways it seemed fitting. Not to be outdone, the U.S. Senate on that same day passed the extension of Section 702 of the FISA Act, which not
disgusting.
Only allowed the government to continue spying on us without a warrant, but also contain new language massively expanding
they can already
how
spy
they can
us.
Spy
so easy, Chris.
On us. Many conservative voters are asking, what's the point of Republican control of the House is
right.
if the agenda is determined by Democrats? Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer
pause that for a second.
Is given...
he, what is the point of us having a Republican majority if we don't get anything like ever our direction? Keep going.
Reported to have bragged to his colleagues about how easily Speaker Johnson gave Democrats everything they wanted and asked for nothing in return.
Okay.
You want to feel how hard I can punch?
Ooh, thank God there was no swearing in that one. I never know on soundboards if it's going to be audible or what. So we've heard two perspectives. We heard Pastor Jack Hibbs. Let's look. It's really hard to tell what's going on, but here's. So at one point, there's an article that says Mike Johnson takes risk of separating Israel and Ukraine aid. It says Mike Johnson today on Monday unveiled a proposal for sending wartime aid to Israel and Ukraine as he seeks to fend off right-wing revolt that could put leadership in peril. He said the Louisiana Republican said he plans to put four separate bills on the floor separating aid from Israel with assistance to Ukraine and has faced fierce pushback among some members of his conference. A third measure includes aid for Taiwan, and the final bill addresses other Republican foreign policy demands. This is his quote. We won't be voting on the Senate supplemental in its current form, but we will vote on each of these measures separately in four different pieces, Johnson told reporters. The speaker said he hoped the bill's text would be released Tuesday and that he'd honor a 72-hour rule that gives lawmakers time to read legislation before a vote and allow amendments. If the measures survive, the House Rules Committee votes could take place as soon as Friday. Well, today is Thursday. This is what's also coming out. Inside the $95 billion House package focused on aiding the Ukraine effort. There's so many ads. If I could just blow up ads. Says the long-awaited package of the bills that will provide military aid to Ukraine, Israel, replenish U.S. weapon systems, give humanitarian aid to civilians in Gonzaga. The total package, $95 billion, 95.3. Chris, I would love that 0.3. Could they just give us the 0.3? I'll take the 0.3. This package includes $95.3 billion in spending, which matches the total that the Senate passed in mid-February, but there are also some few differences with the Senate bill, blah, blah, blah. The aid to Ukraine is about $61 billion. That's what they're admitting to. You never know if they're actually holding, like, they really measure everything. The overall amount of money provided to Ukraine for the purchase of weapons from the U.S. is roughly the same in the House as the Senate bill's $13.8 billion. Main difference between the two packages is that the House provides more than $9 billion in economic assistance to Ukraine in the form of forgivable loans. Oh, that's awesome. Forgivable loans. Sounds like a gift to me. Israel. Okay, here we go. Aid in the legislation to support Israel and provide humanitarian relief to citizens of Gaza, which, why are we helping? I don't know. Okay. Comes to more than $26 billion. The amount of money dedicated to replenishing Israel's missile defense system totals about $4 billion in the House and Senate bills. An additional $2.4 billion for the current U.S. military operations in the regions is also the same in both bills. Some conservatives have been critical of the for the aid of Gaza at the end of the day, though Johnson risked losing critical Democratic support for the package if the Republicans had excluded it. So, yes, I do support Israel. So Johnson is doing everything he can to get this bill passed, including making sure $26 billion goes to Gaza. Why is, okay, I'm just not a mathematician, but $26 billion goes to Gaza. Only $4 billion goes to replenish the missile systems. To me, that doesn't sound like Israel's getting much of a help. Sounds like Gaza's getting help. Only $4 billion. Well, here's the thing. Okay, let's just pretend this is like pencils. We're doing math. Okay. The enemy of Israel gets 26 of these. Israel gets 4. Timmy, who's better off? Gaza. They say of the 26 million, or gosh, it's hard for me to, 26 billion, the humanitarian assistance equals 9 billion for Gaza. What else is it going to? Okay, now let's get to the Indo-Pacific region, Taiwan. Which, have you been seeing how many, like, the tectonic plates in Taiwan are going crazy right now. Have you been seeing this at all, Chris?
You mean the earthquake weapons?
Yes, that's what I was... They've proven that somewhere in Antarctica, they have under the ice these massive ionosphere control devices that can literally cause earthquakes anywhere on the planet. And one of them that was caused in Australia, Christchurch, New Zealand, that was an accident. They didn't mean to do that. Yeah. Taiwan, Earthquakeville. The investments to counter China and ensure strong deterrence in the region comes to about $8 billion. The overall amount of money of the investments in the two bills is the same with the quarter of the funds used to replenish weapons and ammunition systems that have been provided to Taiwan. Guys, to me, I get Jack Hibbs' spirit, but it doesn't sound like we're getting much of a deal with what they're providing to Israel. Sounds like instead, like, they're just getting this. Why does my sounds go away? Getting very upset, Chris. There we go.
You should probably let a professional.
Yeah, that's probably why. I don't know where I sit on this. To me, I think there's going to be more news that comes out. But right now, yes, yeah, still pray for Speaker Johnson. But do you trust any of this? I would love if I could just be on speakerphone with Jack Gibbs right now and say, what is going on? That segues into our next pastor we're going to talk about. This guy is a beast. Many of you have followed this story about Pastor Mark Driscoll. He has been known as megachurch pastor, and they're starting to put this out. Shamed pastor. You'll start to see the story. They're shifting, Chris. You'll find other stories where they'll say shamed pastor or disgruntled pastor or like not even really important pastor. Yeah. Here's the backstory. Pastor Mark Driscoll had a major, you know, church himself called Mars Hill. He actually was in the Seattle area at one point. But he was kind of ousted because he's a strong arm, kind of hard, aggressive leader. Big surprise. Somebody who would, you know, maybe even do stuff like this to your face. You want to hear a cool story? One time, Brian Houston, you might not like Hillsong Church, but one time somebody was heckling Brian Houston so severely at Hills Church in Australia. This is when they had kind of first gotten started. He just kept going on and on, just heckling him. Finally, Brian escorts himself, not the actual deacons or whatever, your ushers, takes him outside and does this to him. Come on, do it. I'm going to punch my computer real soon. There's something going on. Well, there it is. Maybe it does. There you go. You got to go back and forth. There we go. Ooh. There. Ooh. That one sounded real. Okay, enough of that. Brian Houston may not be perfect, but he handled this himself outside. He punched him. I don't know if he was ever charged with assault, but here's the thing. Mega church pastor John Lindell, we all know, those of you, I'm not going to replay the footage. He had a stripper pole at a men's event, so to speak. It was a feat of strength. Man takes off his shirt. This is a former person who was a male stripper. It was very... I'm just going to use the word homoerotic. It was just not okay to be happening in a men's event. There was like massive, like, I get it. It's cool. Hey, there was enough men and the event was so big. Imagine they had big monster trucks going, but then they have this guy do this weird, this individual, his name is Alex Magala. He did what they would call like a strip act, or I would say like a feat of strength act. And the next day Driscoll called it out. He said, this was very, very like an Asherah pole. Like the whole environment didn't seem like it was God honoring. the way he went about the correction, I thought was edifying, because the second, I don't know if you can play a clip. I don't know. I should have given you a heads up just so people can know that I'm not full of it. Driscoll proceeds to tell the next day, the men there, this is not okay. This wasn't okay. The senior pastor who is in charge of the event, John Lindell, basically says to Mark Driscoll, not my God. And he says to Mark Driscoll, stop or whatever. So Mark Driscoll stopped. To me, that's God honoring. If the senior pastor of an event, once you start exposing and telling the truth, once he tells you to stop, you stop. He gets off the stage and moves on. But what was done is honesty and forthrightness was brought forth by Mark Driscoll. And I want to talk about, we need that. It's healthy. It's healthy to disagree in the body of Christ. It's okay for Mike Johnson to actually get attacked by people within his own community, whether they call him a rhino or Ron Paul calls him a double agent or whatever. We got to be able to be tough-skinned and be able to endure this, because the fruit of our actions is what matters. Jack Gibbs can defend all day long. Mike Johnson says he, you know, maybe he knows him personally, but at the end of the day, it's very suspicious when we see $26 billion go to Gaza, $4 billion goes to Israel. So I pray, keep your eyes open, be watching these geopolitical things that are happening. Last thing, those of you who are supporters of church and state, continue to help us out. Right now we're doing financially awesome. And I appreciate those of you who are supporting us, continue to help us out. I would love to hit that story. We're going to hit that story next time. We'll talk about some flat earth stuff. I did not expect to go so long on this, but remember this, as you see these events, the Lord said, you would not know the time, exact time of the Lord's return. But they said, Chris, Jesus said, you would know the season. You would know the changing of the leaves. And we see it. Earthquakes in Taiwan, $95 billion bills to aid three different war fronts. Indo-Pacific, Taiwan. Of course, we have the Middle East with Israel. And then lastly, we have the Ukraine front. So there's so much to pray about. Don't be in fear. Remember, those of you, get prepared. First way you can get prepared is pray. Get on your knees. Actually, submit yourself to the Lord. Make him your Lord and Savior. Don't just say, hey, I believe. Make him your Lord and Savior and trust him. I thank you so much for being with us. I'm Pastor Gabe Blomgren. A calm does not suit me. And on behalf of Caleb Collier, he was born for a storm.
Welcome to the fire.
The doctor that I recommend for all of your needs is the Underground Clinic doctor, Dr. Troy Spurl.
Because Dr. Troy is the best doctor, bar none.
You know, this is the great thing about officialsignups.com is it's in all 50 states. You don't have to be in Michigan or Minnesota. You can be in Hawaii, you can be in Florida, and you can find a doctor that you can trust. If you are still wearing a mask, if you have rolled up your sleeve and gotten all the jabs and all the boosters, then Official Signups is not for you. You want to go find one of those big pharma doctors that'll give you all the prescriptions you want, and you can live a very sickly life.
Well, if you're looking for a doctor for yourself, or maybe even a doctor for your family, or a doctor who's not going to push vaccines on you, you want to go to officialsignups.com. You for sure need to mention church and state when you go to officialsignups.com to take part in all the savings, all the great deals for you and your family.
With the rise of the BRICS nations, you've got a lot of nations that are gathering together, and they're all doing a gold-backed currency. The United States is not, and the petrodollar is starting to fail. And my suggestion to all of you would be to get behind gold and silver, because that is the currency that is always going to have value.
I might not be a gold or silver guru, but I want to have something tangible in my hands at the end of the day. So I would definitely recommend every one of you go to bh-pm.com.
All you got to do is look around and see that the price of everything is increasing. Gold and silver is on the rise. It's being artificially suppressed. You want to schedule a consultation right now so that your families don't end up in the breadline and you're saying, please, sir, can I have some more?
Stop waiting. What are you waiting for? 4 years from now, prices are going to be absolutely astronomical. Go to bh-pm.com. Get a consultation now. You definitely want to mention church and state. It will get you the best prices
It will get you the best consultation advice. Use Church and State when you go to bh-pm.com.
MyPillow.com has got more than just pillows. You've got your slippers, your bathrobes. You have towels that actually dry you off, not the kind you buy at Walmart where it's just kind of a slick mess. They have got some of the best products out there. The sheets are absolutely incredible. I think it's a 1,000 count. It's the best products you can buy. And the pillows even have silencer technology in it. And so if you need a day where you're just going to scream into your pillow, don't worry. Your neighbors won't hear you.
Why would you want to go to Bed Bath & Beyond? First of all, they're out of business. You want to go support an American-made product, go to MyPillow.com. And then you're also supporting one of the nation's most, I would say, Jesus-filled, and a company that is completely, completely built on the gospel of Jesus Christ. So you're getting a 2-for-1 there. You know you've wanted good night's sleep for years. You're tossing, you're turning. Just go now. Go to MyPillow.com. Use promo code Church and State.
CHURCHANDSTATE. That's Church and State.
You do not want to eat synthetic meat. If you can grow a meat in a lab, if you want to go ahead and have Soylent Green on the table, feel free to eat this garbage that Target's trying to throw out. But if you want actual meat that's been freeze-dried, it's been processed by actual human beings, go to griddownchowdown.com.
Look, the World Economic Forum has declared a war on red meat. They hate the cows. They hate the cow farts. There is supply chain issues. And for me, you can pry my steak from my cold, dead hands.
If you want a meat that's going to last freeze-dried 10 years or more, this is the product you want.
I want all of you to go to griddownchowdown.com. Use the promo code CHURCHANDSTATE. These are fantastic freeze-dried raw beef. The blood is still in it. You just rehydrate it and add it to your favorite meal, and you are ready to go. And remember, the Holy Word of God tells us, for one person has faith to eat all things, while another who is weak eats only vegetables. That's Romans 14:2.
This was sacred to God.
Now is the time to act.
This is exactly why I need some action for my people.
Everybody, it's an honor to be with you.